Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's January 26, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
Good, good.
Excellent. Looks like we got a pretty full docket this week, so let's jump right in. So first up, as always, we're going to talk about some events. This weekend, coming soon to a Gamers Vault near you, we have the Elizabeth Beckley Masterclass. So this is a two-day event, and it's pretty full, but we're still accepting signups. It's day one, 28mm miniatures. Day two, chibis. Day two, I think there's still a couple miniatures to be provided. Day one, we're out of class miniatures. So we're giving a $10 rebate. So it's $60 US day one right now, or $70 US for day two. And that's a 8-hour class starting at 10 a.m. and going, you know, until we're done with lunch break and stuff. Next up, we have ND Open 8, May 7th and 8th. So the program is now available, and the registration is open February 1st. Antoine, maybe you could tell us a bit about the event?
Yeah, it's that was already announced last year, but it's their 8th year. But the big change is that it's coming in Montreal instead of being in Quebec this year. It will be at Long Point Military Base, the same place we're hosting Kersodic usually in October. The format is mostly the same, different tournaments, most of them are 1 day, but the big 40k and 9th age tournaments are 2 days events. But there's also three War Machine events, Infinity, Guild Ball for first time this year, and X-Wing also. But there's already some information about the tournament formats on their forum. We'll provide a link to it. And more information to come as the month goes. And also, at the same time, will be the Norton Defender shows, the painting contest run by Matthew Fontaine. So it's hosted at the same time. There might be a small registration fee for painters in the tournament. I'm not sure yet, in the contest, but I'm not sure yet.
A painting tournament. Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, I derailed you there. Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. And as information will be available, we'll add it. But people can already go to the Norton Defender forum or on Facebook. There's a bunch of shares there for people from local groups and stuff like that. Just look for Norton Defenders and you'll find all the info.
Well, I'm just trying to imagine how a painting tournament would work and how much that would suck to be competing with Metzer Fontaine and Terry and you and Yom.
I don't know, because...
And Faust, like...
To do a tournament, it would be... I see it as a speed painting event, and you just have different categories. So, first round, it's chibis. You have 2 hours to paint a chibi. And second round, you go for sci-fi. Third round, you go for a weathering effect and stuff like that.
And then someone judges all the entries and grades you?
Yeah, or do waves. So first wave, and you knock off half the component who didn't get the mark.
Oh, kind of like Iron Painter.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, you know what? Keep that idea close, because that's this is starting to sound interesting. We're going to talk later.
Okay.
All right. So that's it for events. So let's head into the news. So we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. You know, what can I say? Antoine's favorite, Tor Gaming. So a bunch of new stuff coming out. A couple things on pre-order. First up, we got... what is the first up? Is that the Ridden?
The Britannan Rangers.
So yeah, we got the Britannan Rangers. Or Britannan. I can never pronounce that right. So we talked about these guys on the full show a month or so ago. They look pretty awesome because, you know, it's almost Davy Crockett meets Ragdoll.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So they look pretty cool. I won't lie. And then, of course, as always, you have the Ridden, and the Ridden are always cool, because yes, they're goblins who think they're knights. I mean,
yeah. In that case, they're the peasants. Peasants? How do you pronounce that?
Peasants.
Peasants. So they're no armor. They're carrying torches and pitchforks and stuff like that.
And a flail.
Yeah, a small leather cap. So they're cool too.
Yeah, I know that. You know, I really, really love what Tor's doing. They've got some really, like, the models have a lot of.
Character.
I was going to say emotion, but emotion's not the right word. Yeah, character. So it's pretty cool stuff. Next up, you've got Avatars of War, Marauders of the Apocalypse. And whenever you say it, you have to say it like that with like the deep voice.
Yeah, sound effects. We need a board with sound effects.
So these kind of look like what Chaos Marauders from 40K, from Fantasy should have looked like. These are some really, really nice models. I mean, Avatars of War, they've been making great, you know, fantasy stand-ins forever. And I know now they have their own game, but I don't know how many people play it. Have you looked Have you looked at the rules for that, Antoine?
Yeah, and they're
super complicated, I think, aren't they?
They're more in depth than complicated. So I think they look a lot like 6th or 7th edition of Warhammer Fantasy, but add more not really complexity, but more option. Like instead of having 2 or 3 different type of ranking for units, you have like 10. Like 2 or 3 types of skirmisher and stuff like that. So I don't think it's that much more complicated, but there's more depth to the options you have.
Interesting.
I haven't tried it. I haven't then read it completely. I just skimmed through it, but it's a big book.
Yeah. So back on point, you know, Avatars of War make great stuff. These models are no different. So you should check those out. Kromlik. Seems like we've spoken a lot about Kromlik recently. He's got what is that 40K orc band where they look like
Gwar?
No. Gwar's a heavy metal band that doesn't look like orcs, but no, I'm thinking what's the orc clan where they wear the little iron helmets and they look like Nazi stormtroopers.
Oh, clan, okay. Not band. Oh.
Well, I think I said war band, but like band like war band, you know? Not band like heavy metal band. It's nice to know you know what Gwar is, though. That's it. Yeah. Even more reasons to like you. But yeah, so Kromlik's got the Iron Reich Goblin Squad, which are really, really a good fit for that orc army that I can't remember what they are. The orc clan. It's not the Evil Sons. It's not the...
The Guff? Guff are the main one. Aren't they?
Yeah, this is... We are totally failing at this. We are terrible.
Some of the back, like a couple editions ago, I think the guy with the jump pack had the pit helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
But that was like 2 or 3 editions of the miniatures ago.
Okay, well, you know, I don't follow 40K orcs. If you would have said 40K Space Marines, I might be able to help you. 40K orcs.
You are looking back for it. I'm
not. Yeah, but for me, that's today, right? I'm sure the models have changed. I just don't know it. Where's Yom when we need him? Anyway, these guys are really, really cool. I mean, they're a bit pricey, so you get, 30 euros. Is that about $60?
No, it's not double. It's like 1.3, I think, something like that. Yeah, it's probably thinking, $40.
It's the British pound that's high. The euro is low. Yeah. So, okay, no, it actually makes it pretty reasonable. It's a 10 model unit. Looks like it. Yeah, 10.
Oh, and yeah, plastic. 40, 46 bucks.
Oh, no, okay. I thought they were plastic models. I'm like,
the bases are plastic.
Bases are plastic, yeah. It's like Kromlik's doing ejection molding now. What the hell? Yeah, so these guys look awesome. Tons of character. If you love goblins, which you should.
Yeah, $45 for 10 models. That's not that pricey.
Nope, I think it's pretty reasonable. Yeah. And for models of that quality, can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Next up, GCT Studios. We actually spoke of them recently, too.
Last week, I think.
Oh, within the last 2 weeks, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They've got some new previews up. Did we know when these are going on sale, Antoine? Because it's for a new clan.
The new clan, we don't know. They're all just teasing it. But the other new release just released this week.
Yeah, so they've announced the Jung Pirates. And the concept art looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, big, giant, tattooed, Yakuza-looking pirate-type people. How do you go wrong? And then you've got some beautiful models. I mean, the Lady Oka.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what an awesome looking sculpt. Because they do a really good job of capturing movement in their sculpts, I find.
Yes.
I mean, there's some static poses. Like, they also launched they're showing the Takashi House Guards. They're mm-hmm. pretty static looking. But the models that are in movement, they do a really good job of capturing it. So whoever mm-hmm. their sculptor is does an amazing, amazing job.
And I think it's a good idea also because the House Guards are like generic characters. So yeah. the real name personalities have more active sculpts, so they pop out more on the battlefield.
And that's what it should be, right? You want your characters to take the forefront.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Laser Cut Card has an Orc table deal. Now, if you're a fan of Orcs, which apparently I should be a better fan of Orcs because I can't remember anything, this could be for you. And you know what? Looking at these terrain pieces, they make me think of Dawn of War. If you ever played that, Antoine?
I played the first one, but it was
a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay, I have Space Marine versus Chaos in mind, but might have been Orcs. That's yeah, probably no, too long ago.
Well, Chaos was one of the original factions. So in multiplayer, you could play against Chaos, I believe, but the campaign was the Marines versus the Orcs.
Wasn't that in the second game?
I never played the second one, so.
Oh, okay. No. me neither, so.
I own it, but I've never played it. But anyway, so these look kind of inspired from Dawn of War. I may be completely mistaken, but it's a great deal. So it's $65. I'm presuming it's US. Actually, where is Laser Cut Card?
That's U.ZA. South Africa.
But I think it's showing in US dollars. Because if you look at the currencies, you got, I mean, it's rubles, pounds, euros, and dollars. So I'm assuming it's US dollars. So $65 US for a bunch of laser cut buildings that look pretty awesome and very, very orky. Mm-hmm. I love the mech shop. It looks like a hangar.
Yeah.
You know, you've got some shacks, the boss hut. I like that. The walls, gatehouses, a watchtower, an orky water tower. It's a lot of terrain.
Yeah, they say it's enough for a 6x4 table.
Oh, definitely, definitely. One, two.
Yeah. And I see that, and...
it's 12 pieces of terrain, right?
Yeah, so. Just this week, I was talking again with the guy at the store about the Gorka Marker League we've been planning, and that would be perfect to get some really quick terrain then.
Well, your birthday is coming, Antoine. Just saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, check it out, folks. Laser Cut Card. If you're into Orcs, they got something for you. Last but not least, a highly anticipated release from Privateer Press, the Blightbringer. So this guy is big and bad. He's got giant teeth and giant claws. Not the most attractive model out of Privateer Press, I would say, but certainly a super effective model. On the table, and I predict you're going to see a lot of these guys floating around in Everblight armies. What are your thoughts, Antoine?
We're going to see tons of them.
Yeah, they're just too good.
Yeah.
They're just too good. They make everything else so much better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any way around it. So that bad boy's out. $125 US. Probably be in that.
He's a bit cheaper than the Archangel.
Yeah.
Probably the material or something like that, a bit less resin in it. So I think there's, what, a $10 difference between both? Something like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, though? Well, also, the Archangel has that the big giant base he's on.
Yes.
So that makes a difference. But I'm just thinking with the exchange rate, this guy's going to be brutal in Canada now.
Well, any of the Gargantuans or Colossals right now are probably almost prohibitively...
Yeah, price. But you know what? I think we're not seeing a lot of it because people have stock still at the old price.
Yeah.
And they haven't repurchased, so they haven't adjusted for the exchange rate. But it's going to be like $180 Canadian.
Yeah, I just looked, and the Archangels is $10 more. So, and I don't know for the other factions, but they're probably not really cheaper than that. So
that is brutal. Hmm. Oh, well, you want to play, you got to pay. Okay, so let's move on to our Kickstarter products. So this is a guy I haven't heard of in a while. So Gribo is doing a Kickstarter for the Unrenaissance miniatures, which are undead sports teams for Blood Bowl, Elf Ball, or any of those other fantasy football style games. Gribo's made some great stuff over the years. He's got like a reptilian... team I looked at for years that I almost bought. You know, he just has some really talented sculptors on staff. Or actually, does he sculpt them himself?
I don't know.
Or if it's, I'm not sure if it's contract or if he does it himself. But whoever's doing it, they've got skills because these models are gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Renaissance name really applied. They're all undead, but more like like puffy pens and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like almost Warhammer Fantasy Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Like that style of clothing. Undead.
Yeah. Last week we mentioned Carnivali Valley. And
oh, yes.
I would see them as the undead version of those.
Yep, absolutely. And there's a lot of cool stretch goals.
Like their mummies, they are like a pope. A pope undead, like a pope lich or something
or
like that.
Like a bishop or something. Yeah.
And someone that looks like a king, like a French king or something like that, with fleur-de-lis on his
coat. And you've got the skeletons look like musketeers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really nice added team to what could be really generic undeads. So they look nice. Like the werewolf have like men-at-arm coats and stuff like that.
Yeah. And now this Kickstarter ends on February 22nd, so it's 27 days to go. 26 by the time you hear this. But they're already 5 times over their funding goal. Mm-hmm. So you can be confident this is going to deliver.
Yes.
When is it expected delivery?
April. Hmm. So pretty soon.
So he's already got everything made. He's using this as a pre-order.
Yeah, I think that's all. I think the skills are all 3D rendered. So he's probably, once the payment is in, he's just go into production. Like casting the masters and go into full production.
Well, it looks like the pictures are. You think the pictures are 3D? Sculpts?
Yes.
Okay, because they look pretty real to me.
They look too clean. Perfect,
too crisp. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Like all the shadows are in the same direction, and all the lights is flat. All the angle of the base that doesn't look like casts, but it might be. But to me, it looks like good.
Good photography, very good photography, or good 3D models.
good 3D renders to show the models. Like sometimes you see the 3D renders, and they look just like two shiny plastics.
Yeah.
Those look like fake real miniatures. Yeah. And they show a bit more what the model might look like, I think.
So there's still some early pledge full team spots. So it looks like there's 10 left at this at the time of recording. So for €75, you're going to get 16 miniatures.
That's pretty good.
Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong.
And especially, that's without the stretch goals.
Especially with Blood Bowl coming back. Right, we know GW is about to do something, so this could be very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay, no, gotta keep moving. Gotta keep moving. Okay. Next up, Mirsch Miniatures or Mirsha Miniatures?
Yeah.
With the Darklands Savage Hordes 2 Kickstarter. So, for those that don't know, Mirsch Miniatures makes a wide range of fantasy models, which most people just use as Warhammer Fantasy proxies, but they've also got their own set of rules for a skirmish game out, and these models are gorgeous. They're all resin, they're pricey, but man, like they are wickedly detailed, and I've got a couple of them, and I've got one of their big monsters, their Frost Giant, and they're just gorgeous. So this is a Kickstarter. It has already funded. It's got 21 days to go, and the project ends February 16th. And it's in British pounds, so a little on the ouch side, but it looks pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So what the miniatures are like a new second wave for the Darklands stuff. So mostly like a missile weapon, armed warrior, new squads. More with the arranged idea in mind.
Well, they're trying to flesh out the existing stuff, right?
Yes. So it's mostly missile weapon for all the factions.
Yeah, it looks like also some big infantry.
Yeah.
But I guess they're walrus men with harpoons.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you should check that out. And let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Next up is Age of Tyrants. This is a Kickstarter by John Robertson. Again, this is already successfully pledged, so this is the week for running Kickstarter for miniature gaming, apparently. So this project ends February 18th. They've already met their pledge goal, so it's 23 days left. And this is for a 6mm mass combat game. sci-fi. Yeah. Ooh, you owe me a beer.
Think you pick.
So yeah, sci-fi, some really cool sculpts, some diverse looking armies, and they have a ton of factions by the looks of it. Because it seems the more I look, or maybe I'm mistaken.
I think I see four.
Three, four, yeah. But you know what? For a startup game,
that's enough.
You know, for a guy who designed it out of his basement or whatever, It looks pretty cool. And they've got it well planned out by the looks of it. They seem to have everything. You know, they know where they're going with this. So this looks like a safe pledge, especially now it's already backed, right? But I love the way they're. So what faction is this? The Viridian. I love the way the vehicles look. They've got a good mix of like World War II with modern elements. So I guess kind of like in the way 40K.
They look kind of like Imperial Guard vehicles, maybe.
I'm sure that's totally by accident.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
But they're not straight port. They're like, if you look at the Junkers, you might see some like a look that looks similar maybe to like the Chimeras for the transports. But the Viridian stuff look more like Space Marine Predators, maybe.
Yeah, well...
It's not straight port. They have their own style.
I was going to say more like Lehman Russes and looking at their tank squadron, and there's a bunch of variants, and they kind of look like Lehman Russes to me. But anyway, however you look at it, cool looking stuff.
Yes.
Very cool looking stuff. Again, a little bit on the not cheap side. Four vehicles, 24 British pounds. For 6 millimeter tanks, that's going to be pricey, folks. But it's worth checking out if you like small scale mass combat games. And last but not least, we have Midnight Heroes, Super Chibi Miniature Line. So this is a cool Kickstarter. This one isn't funded yet.
But it launched certainly will be. This morning, too.
It launched this morning. They've got a very small goal. $1,350 or $962 with 29 days to go. So this will be fun. And it's just a couple miniatures so far with more unlocking. And they've definitely got... The models look nice. They've definitely got a different style than the traditional chibi we see. They're longer. Typically speaking, when we see chibis, the whole body's compressed.
Mm-hmm.
These look almost like the rest of the body
normal.
Is like almost normal, like 30 millimeter scale, and then with a giant head.
Yeah, they look like a mix between Arcade Quest bodies with Super Dungeon Explore heads.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah. So yeah, this is a small company, one man show. He's done some other models too. I seem to recall seeing other Kickstarters from.
He did a previous Kickstarter for non-chibi stuff that didn't succeed.
Fund? Okay.
And he has been working on a new line because one of the characters from the main one was Elvia, one of the two that's in the Super Chibi Kickstarter, but the regular version.
Okay, I see.
But during the Kickstarter, he mentioned maybe doing a chibi version, and that took... I can't find the expression in English for that, but it was well received on the chibi group on Facebook.
Took off, okay.
Took off, yeah.
And on a little special side note, I know you mentioned to me there's some special significance to one of the models in this Kickstarter.
Yeah, the second model, Elizabeth, is based on his wife, who had some health trouble during last fall. And so the first idea was to do like a commemorative miniature, so she's fine now, but to help fund some of the hospital bills and stuff like that. So the miniature was done by another member in the Shibi Facebook group, Shibi Gamer or something like that. And so instead of just doing a little bit of run of it, he's starting to build them for the game he was already working on. But it's a little hairstylist like his wife is. So you have a little chibi girls with a pair of scissors like unlocked or unattached, like two swords blades, which are each part of a pair of scissors, maybe. And she also have a holstered air dryer at her side.
Well, it's a flamethrower if I read the fluff correctly.
Yeah. I haven't gone through all the fluff. But it looks like a small air dryer.
Well, it is, but it's just it's a flamethrower. You can dry your hair of fire. That'll work.
Yeah, for sure. From far.
But yeah, folks, so if you got some cash to spare, even if it's just to throw a dollar in to get the basic pledge, that's for a good cause. So it's worth considering.
And the model will work with their what's the name? Super Chibi Clash game once that game's come out. So you already have miniature that works with the game.
Awesome. And I think they've got more miniatures scheduled to unlock if they fund.
Yeah, they have a small stretch goal map with four of their minis already. So.
Yep. Yeah, and their max, I mean, their target is 6,300, right? So hopefully they get at least that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's all we had on the docket, Antoine. You have anything you'd like to add?
Nope, that's it.
Well, then I guess we'll see everyone next week. Bye.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com, where you will find
the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.